girls, okay, do you remember the first time you found out about blowjobs? Do you remember that day? It should be a different day than the first day you gave a blowjob. I hope those were vastly different days for you. Hope you had a lot of time to process that information. I know I needed it. I was, the day I found out about blowjobs, well, it was a pivotal day of my life. It was, I remember the date, actually. It was September 11th, 2001, and I don't know what else happened that day. Devastated. I couldn't understand it. At first, I go, blowjob, blow. Do you blow on it? Remember that? Remember for a couple seconds, you go, you blow it? Ugh. You wish. You wish that's all you had to do to it. Oh, that'd be a cakewalk. It's much more invasive than that. Blowing on it. Ugh. No, I couldn't believe you have to, like, suck it. You have to, like, French a dick. I thought I could maybe, like, mwah, like, peck it. But you gotta French it. All I knew about penises at this point in my life were that they were these noodly things that hung between a guy's legs, they pee from them, and you shouldn't look at your cousin JD's when you guys are getting changed to go swimming. Like, that's all the information I had about penises. And now one's gonna go in my mouth? Okay, I knew that sex was a thing, a penis would go in my vagina someday, but that was, it's my vagina. Like, I don't have taste buds down there or whatever. Like, stick whatever you want down there. I can't taste it, okay? So I was like, who cares about my vagina? But my mouth, that's where candy goes. Like, I can't believe you would put a dick there. I was devastated. And you, like, you kind of go, maybe I don't have to do it. Maybe it's something that not every girl does. And then you realize it's kind of your destiny as a woman. Like, you're gonna do it. You know what I realized you have to do it is when I found out it was one of the bases. Because I knew home plate was sex. And if I ever wanted to have sex because I wanted to, I don't know, make a family someday, I was going to have to, you can't skip a base. If you want kids, you're going to have to suck some dicks on the way to those kids. That's the last thing my kids want me doing. Sex made sense because it makes kids. What do blowjobs make, you know? And then you find out careers. And it's like, okay, I do want one of those. I would like to have one of those. I got one. You accept it. You're just like, okay, I'll do that someday. Not today, but it's gonna happen. I accepted it the same way I kind of accept death, I feel like. You know, when you find out about dying, you're like, oh, no, I don't want to die. And it's like, sorry, you have to. You were born, so someday you have to suck a dick and die. Like, those are kind of the touchstones of a woman's life. You might get to vote and go to college somewhere in there, but then it's back to sucking dicks in grave time. And then more information about blowjobs trickles in. Like, okay, if you do a good job at it, you're rewarded at the end with a liquid substance. Hold on, before the liquid, you'll know it's about to come because he's gonna turn into a demon for a couple seconds. Sorry. Yeah, that's a key part of this whole thing. He's gonna shapeshift. No one warned me about that. If someone hasn't had sex before, I'm here to tell you before he comes, about 5 seconds before he comes, every man turns into Vincent D'Onofrio's character in Men in Black. You know, that's every man is on his way to that. I don't know. It's like a roach crawling out of your eye. Just. It's frightening. Ugh. And you're like, the liquid, I didn't know, I don't know any liquids. All I know about that comes out of a guy is pee at this point. I'm like, is it pee? They're like, you wish. Oh, God, again. So naive, pee. It's much more viscous than pee. It's, pee has the consistency of, like, a Gatorade, whereas semen, it's more like a bum's loogie, if... It's what it is. I know it's gross, but when you, like, these are facts, and... When you spell it out like that, aren't you, girls, aren't you just like, we're so strong. Like, we can do anything. Yes. I can't believe we do it. I couldn't believe about that liquid. I was just like, that is awful. Where does it come from? And then you find out it comes from the sac that rests beneath the noodle, the grossest part of a guy's body that's covered in hair and the balls. It's so gross. The liquid's so gross. The male body has found a way to store it outside of the body because it's like, I don't want this in me either. It's just balls are just a crock pot for the liquid that's been on simmer all day. And then it drains into your head. It just kept getting worse. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? And that's where you find out you get to exercise your right to choose as a woman. Thank God, finally. That's a right Congress will never take from us, ladies. Oh, they'll try. They probably will. But you have two choices. You can spit or you can swallow, right? You gotta register as one before November 9th. Just... Make sure you know what you're gonna do. I knew what I was gonna do. I was registered as a spitter long before I ever got in that booth. You know what I'm saying? I knew I was gonna spit because I knew about girls who spit and I knew about girls who swallow. Girls who spit are grossed out by it and they're like, gross. And guys don't appreciate it, but it's far better than a girl who swallows because I knew girls that swallow, oh, these sloven whores, they love it. It's fuel for them. It's how they survive. It's the base of a slut's food pyramid. Is it just a sturdy base of cum? So I was like, I'm not gonna be a slut. Like, I don't wanna be that. So when I give a blowjob, I'm totally gonna spit. So I get in there, I give my first blowjob, and I swallowed immediately because I was like, this is disgusting. Let's get it down the hatch, take it like a shot. Like, this is clearly the most efficient way to dispose of this. Immediately, I didn't even have to think twice about it. I've never spit, and ever. If you spit, that means you have to hold it in your mouth as you like walk through his apartment and find the bathroom that he shares with his roommates. You run into them, they're all watching Varsity Blues in the living room. You have to be like, hey guys, is anyone in there? Can I get in? Or, oh, so Andrew's in the shower. I'll wait, it's fine. I love this movie. This is such a good movie, I forget. You forget how good it is. You're quoting classic lines. I'm like, I don't want your laugh. Like, and I can, it's a better James Van Der Beek because of it. Okay, that's one benefit. But you're doing like a wine tasting. Like, you just. And don't get it twisted, guys. A girl isn't, she's not swallowing because she's like, yummy, cummy in my tummy. No. I mean, sometimes. Turns out I'm a whore. Pretty big whore. But it's usually because you're just like, this is the way to get it down. Sometimes if I think a load is going to be really gross, I'm like, let's deep throat. So it's like a feeding tube and I don't have to touch it to my taste buds. So pro tip. You're welcome.
Watch Nikki Glaser bangin'. Only on Netflix.